First, lawmakers in both parties are pushing a bill in the state legislature that would make people with criminal backgrounds, more of them, eligible for expungement, effectively removing their criminal records from public records. Right now, if you have a non-violent low-level offense on your record, you can petition to have that removed. Judges can only grant expungements at the time of sentencing, and the offender has to be younger than 25. Under this new plan, expungements can be considered after the full sentence has been served, and it's available to people regardless of age. A similar bill passed the Assembly in the last session. It was not taken up, though, in the Senate. Supporters of the change say it'll help those with criminal records find a job and address Wisconsin's worker shortage. The plan does have some critics, too. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you support or oppose this effort to expand expungement eligibility? Do you or someone you know have a criminal record that makes it hard to find work? How worried are you about someone's criminal history disappearing potentially from public records? What questions do you have about how all this works? You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Julie Grace is a policy analyst in the Badger Institute's Center for Opportunity. She's going to be moderating a virtual discussion on this topic on March 24th. Julie, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
And Chanyelle McLeod is Executive Director of Clean Slate Milwaukee. She'll be participating in that Badger Institute discussion. Chanyelle, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for the invite.
And Chanyelle, let's start with you. What do you see as the problems with our current policy on expungement in Wisconsin?
Well, the first thing I want to say is when someone hears the word criminal, right, their mind goes straight to the most heinous, the harshest, you know, felonious. And by definition, we're talking murderers and rapists. And this is not who we're talking about. We're talking about low-level drug offenders. And we're talking about people that have made low-level, you know, crimes, you know, committed crimes from back in the day. We're talking about people that still hinder from their records from the 70s, the 80s, and 90s. They have not done anything since. And in my opinion, they're not criminals. So if we can not use the word criminal and just refer to them as people, that'd be great. So that's the main thing. You know, the biggest thing with this has been the attitudes of people throughout the state, you know, thinking that people, just because they've been arrested or even convicted, you know, they don't deserve, you know, a right, the same rights as everyone else, when that's not fair. That's not true. And we're holding back a lot of great talent, people that are educated, even people that have master's degrees. They're not able to find opportunities because something that they probably did 10 years ago as a young adult.
And Julie, part of what the Badger Institute is looking at here is this is an untapped economic opportunity. If we could free up some of the people that Chanyelle was talking about to make it back successfully into the workforce, can you talk about the impact you see that having?
Certainly. So, yeah, like you said, we see this as a workforce and economic issue. And our interest in this issue actually started back in 2017. We did some research on how expungements are being used in the state, who is receiving them, what age are they receiving them at, what crimes are they receiving them for. And what we found was that while the law might be followed as it's written now, the disparities are quite troubling based on county and based on race. And I can get into those disparities later in this conversation. But yeah, you're right. We believe that this is truly an untapped pool of talent that Wisconsin can utilize. Like Chanyelle said, we are talking about people who have committed low-level, non-violent offenses, mostly misdemeanors. And as the bill is written, you can only receive one expungement and you cannot have any past felony convictions. And so these are the type of people that we want working, we want engaged in our workforce, and we want to be productive members of society.
Chanyelle, can you talk about the impact on someone's life if, and again, the people we're talking about here is someone who was convicted of a misdemeanor, maybe early in life, late teen years, early 20s. What does it mean for them to have that hanging on their record every time they apply for a job or an apartment or anything like that?
It means a whole new life. You know, I can tell you the story of a young man that We met at an event called the Homeless Connect back in 2018, and he had a marijuana conviction, busted at a college party, and he was arrested and conviction of possession of marijuana that kept him from going to school, going to college. And so he actually fell into a depression. And after getting his record expunged, you know, we actually wrote a story about him because he was, he's now a sheriff deputy here in Milwaukee County. And the story was called Homeless to, Homeless to Homeowner. You know, he's a father now, he's a homeowner, he has a career. He would never, you know, go back to the life he had before. I can tell you about a young guy I met at a job fair, and he was, you know, also had a marijuana felony. And after getting his record expunged, you know, he now works at St. Joseph's Hospital. He works at Usinger Sausage. He's going back to school for medicine, and it's transformational. It's absolutely, I've been firsthand witness to the transformations in people's lives. They're a whole new people. They're a whole new person. Their confidence levels rises. Their self-esteem rises. Their economic opportunity rises. There are contributors to not just the community, but their families. And so now we're talking about putting families back together and less dependency on the government. And I mean, that's what we all want, right? So we actually made a film called The Expungement Experiment to highlight the before and after differences of a person's life once you remove that restriction. And what becomes of a person once they no longer have that felony on their records.
We're talking about efforts to change Wisconsin's expungement process. That's the way that your criminal record can be taken off of your public record for the change would say for a lower level nonviolent offenses. We have Chanyelle McLeod with us from Clean Slate Milwaukee and Julie Grace with the Badger Institute's Center for Opportunity. Julie, you mentioned racial disparities and how this shakes out and affects people's lives around the state. Can you share some of that information with us?
Sure. So like I said, when we looked into this issue back in 2017, what we did is we looked at all cases filed from 2010 through April 2017. That included 10,000 expunged cases. Of those, about 7,300 were dismissed. And so we looked at 13,000 total convictions. And we looked at expungements, like I said, by race, by county, and by crime. And what we found were that compared to the percentage of eligible crimes by race, Black people, especially in Milwaukee County, were receiving fewer than the eligible crimes were. So let me just give an example that might help. In Milwaukee County, over the period that we looked at, the Blacks made up 69% of eligible crimes. However, they only received 54% of expungements. And I could go through other counties as well. But I think that illustrates the picture pretty well. And so that's troubling, you know, and we don't speculate why that happens, you know, whether it's due to representation issues or a lack of knowledge on how to receive an expungement. But we do think that shifting the decision point from the time of sentencing, as it currently is now, which is unlike any other law in the nation, to after a sentence has been served, will only give judges more information as to whether someone has earned an expungement or not, and hopefully provide more people with the opportunity to receive one.
We're talking about a bill in the state legislature that would increase expungement eligibility for people convicted of certain nonviolent crimes here in Wisconsin. Chanyelle McLeod is with us, executive director of Clean Slate Milwaukee. Julie Grace is a policy analyst at the Badger Institute. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see this proposal become law or not? Have you yourself had trouble finding work because of a past criminal record? If you're an employer, how hard has it been for you to fill job openings? Or do you want this information? Do you have experience with the expungement process yourself, either with your own record, to someone in your family, or maybe an employee? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation about expungement law in Wisconsin. Right now, you can petition to have your record cleared of nonviolent, low-level offenses. Has to be granted at the time of sentencing, and you got to be younger than 25. A new bill would let judges consider expungement after a full sentence is served and regardless of age. Chanyelle McLeod stays with us, Executive Director of Clean Slate Milwaukee, and Julie Grace from the Badger Institute. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts and your questions. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. John is with us in Green Bay. John, hi.
How you doing? I just wanted to say I think expungement is very important. I went from I had caught a case when I was a juvenile in Michigan, and it followed me my whole life. It expunged. I had to move out of state, find a whole other job somewhere else that they would hire me. Now I'm a truck driver. I got a family. I got a house. I don't think low-level offenses should be holding people back for opportunity for the rest of their life.
John, thanks a lot for sharing your story. Glad things have worked out well for you. Chanyelle, another story you could share, like the ones you were talking about earlier.
Yes, it happens more often than we know, and it's not just an African-American thing. I promise you, you know, the Hmong community, the Latino community, our Caucasian community, like, it's a Wisconsin thing. It's not a race thing. It's a more of a poverty thing because people don't have access, but I promise you the story is more common than you think.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Dee now in Madison. Dee, hello.
Hello there.
Yeah, what did you want to tell us about? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say that I also caught myself a case. And during the trial process, I learned that there were two other instances in Wisconsin of the same case or the same charges, sometimes more egregious. Those two were bumped down to misdemeanors, whereas mine wasn't. I'm a black male. But I've been doing everything in my power to turn my life around, contributing to the community, getting myself a job, going through programs, therapy, the whole nine yards, trying to reinvent myself and pay for the mistake that I made. And so every time I try to look for a job or some new employment, it always just bites me. And I think, isn't it possible for somebody to look at my situation and say, look, this guy made a mistake. We're all human beings, a nonviolent mistake, but, you know, can we give him a second chance?
Dee, thanks a lot for that call. Mm-hmm. And Julie, again, Dee says this is kind of hanging over his head as he applies for a new job still.
Yeah, exactly. And we hear, unfortunately, many, many stories like that. I'll also say this, when people have quality, steady employment, when they have a family supporting job, they're also very less likely to commit another crime and end up back in the prison system. And so when we hear all these statistics about, I think it's about 30% of people who leave the state prison system end up back there, a job is really the way out. And so an expungement is a way to get a job. And therefore, I think expungements really promote public safety in that way. But that's great to hear stories of people who are really turning their lives around and who are working and supporting their families. And that's great to hear.
Thanks for that call. Before we go back to our callers, I want to mention a couple of objections that have been out there. One, the Wisconsin mm-hmm. Freedom of Information Council says it's bad that this hurts people in this way, but it is a public record of something that happened in Wisconsin government. The public and employers, for that matter, have the right to know about the past of people, even if it's not always pretty. Chanyelle, what would you say to that concern?
I would say a lot of people are abusing that information in ways that it harms people. And the employers themselves sometimes break the law. You can't hold people accountable for maybe one time making a mistake and then, and then turn a blind eye when an employer or a landlord or a property management or even a university uses that information against that person. Even on CCAP, it says you're not allowed to use the information against this person unless the applicant, the position is substantially related. you know, and they don't. You check that box, you check yourself out. So there needs to be a conversation had with the, you know, information. Also taking consideration, those records are not fair to everybody. It's a disparity amongst, you know, geographics, you know, and they can't deny that discrimination is historical. You know, deprivation in communities and, you know, segregation, that stuff is historical. Where this is not anything new. You know, it used to be okay to say you can't rent here or you can't apply here because you were Black. They can't say those things anymore. They can say you can't apply here because you're a felon. They can say you can't rent here or you can't live on this side of town because you're a felon. That is legal. So what we're addressing is legal discrimination, unchecked discrimination. That's actually historical. That's nothing new. Milwaukee itself has always had a housing discrimination issue and still does.
Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. John is with us in Waukesha. John, hi.
Yes. Hello. Yes. I'm calling about what the word expungement means. My son, 30 years ago, went to Walmart and used a credit card that was not his, and he was apprehended. It's the first time anything ever happened to him, and he had 1 year of probation, and he got an order from the judge, and I have a copy of it here, that after 1 year, his record would be expunged. I checked into that. I go online for the last 30 years, called Madison, and they said, that's true, you got an order of expungement, but it's still open to public record. I thought when he got expunged that you were freed. Evidently, right. That does not mean your record's clean.
John, thanks for the call. Julie, is that how it's supposed to work?
So I believe if you are granted an expungement, it should not be public record. It still is accessible through the DOJ, and you know the crime still occurred, so therefore there has to be some record, but it's not publicly accessible, I guess. I'm not sure about that particular instance. But if I could just say one point about the information, if that's okay, this bill does not change what crimes are eligible for an expungement in Wisconsin. And so right now people are getting expungements for misdemeanors and for H and I felonies, and this bill doesn't change that. And I also just wanted to note that the practice of expungement is not unique to Wisconsin. Many, many, most states, I believe, have some type of expungement law. And we've seen in recent years, actually, more and more states are expanding their laws, allowing for multiple crimes to be expunged or allowing for automatic expungements of certain crimes. Michigan signed an expansive package last year. This bill does not do any of that. Really, all this bill does is change the decision-making from, like we've said, the time of sentencing until after a sentence has been served, and then eliminates the age restriction. So I just wanted to add that in there real quick as well.
Sure. John, thanks for the call. We'll go to Dave next in Toma. Dave, hi. Oh, looks like we lost Dave. Dave wanted to say, our producer says expungement should be on a case-by-case basis. He was in the situation a while back, couldn't get it removed, Dave says. And Greg in Menominee called in to say he has a felony on his record for passing bad checks in 1996, wondering how this proposal might help him. I don't know. Chanyelle, would it go back that far? I don't know where that would fit in. But I guess that age, changing that age restriction, it might help someone like Greg.
Yes. And it will do three things. As Julie just noted, it will remove at the time of sentencing. It will remove the age limit, but it also will make it retroactive so that people who have records from the 70s, even the 80s, then, you know, 90s, like he has one from 96, depending on his level, if it's class of H or I, yes, he would then be eligible to have that record expunged then.
All right. Thanks to both of them for calling. Again, they couldn't stay on the line. Chanyelle, are there other changes that you would like to see? As Julie was just mentioning, some states have gone further on expungement than this proposed law would. Are there other changes you'd like to see?
Oh my God, we are so far behind. We are so far behind. Our neighboring states, Illinois and Michigan, even Indiana, is showing us up, you know. So one of the changes I would like to see is an expungement across the board. The way it goes right now is you can have something expunged from the Wisconsin Circuit Court access, but you cannot have it expunged from the DOJ, Crime Information Bureau. And I can promise you that it's records on the DOJ that you've never been convicted of that should be expunged. I think it should be automatic expungement of dismissed cases and cases that were never prosecuted. I feel like when there's an expungement from one database, it should be expungement from another database. Also, I will also like to see expungement and pardons go hand in hand. Right now, our governor has reopened up the Pardon Advisory Board, but as it stands, you can have that, you can get your rights back, but the information is still visible. So it's kind of backwards where you got all your rights back to your, you know, and you're not a felon, but everything is still visible to the public eye, regardless of the age of it. And that's just not as smart.
And Julie, in our last minute or so, this bill is more modest than what Danielle was just talking about there. Do you see enough bipartisan support for it to get it through both chambers of the legislature this time around?
I do. And this bill has widespread bipartisan support. Like you mentioned at the beginning of this, it passed the assembly last session. It was never taken up in the Senate. We are hopeful that this session it is able to be made into law. And we have a wide bipartisan coalition behind this bill as well, from groups like ourselves to the ACLU, Americans for Prosperity. The list goes on. And there's also public support for this bill or for this practice as well. Marquette Law School included in a 2019 poll a question asking if people would support allowing offenders to petition judges to expunge their record after the sentences are complete in nonviolent low-level cases, and 65% of respondents did support it. So yes, we are hopeful that this time around it will become law, largely due to a lot of groups and bipartisan work on both sides of the aisle.
We'll leave it there. Julie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And Danielle, thanks for being with us.
Oh my God, thank you guys as well. It was a joy.
Julie Grace is a policy analyst at the Badger Institute's Center for Opportunity, and Danielle McLeod is executive director of Clean Slate Milwaukee. We talked to them about a bill in the state legislature that would broaden eligibility for criminal record expungement. They'll be part of a Badger Institute event on the topic on March 24th. You can find details at WPR.org/centraltime.